Over and over again in the suttas, the Buddha encouraged us to recognize the nature of experience as impermanent. This is directly related to the understanding that when we cling to things, it leads to stress and suffering. And the Buddha understood that the reason we cling to things is because we are attributing something to them that's not true. We're attributing permanence to experience. And so this cultivation of the perception of impermanence, cultivating recognizing the nature of experience as impermanent, slowly begins to undermine that very strong habit of craving and clinging. The nature of experience as impermanent inherently means that nothing is, that no experience is reliable as a place for lasting happiness. And also undermines our kind of assumption that there's something permanent, stable here, a sense of self, a self that is stable, passing through time. Again, pointing to everything, all experience as a process, a changing, unfolding, lawful process, not random. There is some coherence to what's happening here, but we misattribute that coherence to be solidity. And so there's a relationship between what are often called the three characteristics: the impermanent nature of experience, the unreliable nature of experience, the not-self nature of experience, like they're different ways of understanding the nature of experience. Sometimes we might, that the mind might be more attuned to the impermanent nature, sometimes more the unreliable nature, experiencing things as dukkha, or sometimes more to the not-self nature. The framing of these as characteristics, it's a later commentarial attribution of that, kind of a name for that set of three. Within the suttas, the Buddha used different phrases in connection with these three. He didn't use this word characteristic. And I think it's interesting to kind of reflect on this piece, because when we think of something as being a characteristic, we're attributing a quality to something externally in a way. What the Buddha said in relationship to these three is that we should cultivate the perception of impermanence, the perception of unreliability, the perception of not self. He also said we should contemplate or observe or be with these experiences. And so rather than speaking about these as properties of something outside of us, he encouraged us to be aware of our experience. In a way, I think of this as the Buddha really radically pointing us to the experiential nature of what's happening here, and not about what the Buddha was teaching was about exploring experience, not about exploring what may be objective reality, what might be objective reality. That word characteristic seems to point to some objective reality. And, you know, it certainly seems that modern-day science and physics are confirming the objective reality of impermanence down to the quantum level of nothing staying stable for any time at all. But that wasn't what the Buddha thought would be freeing to the mind, understanding something about external reality. It's the noticing what's happening internally. The attribution of permanence is what leads to clinging. Thanissaro Bhikkhu puts it this way: the Buddha's concern is not with trying to give us an analysis of the ultimate nature of things outside, he's more interested in seeing how the behavior of things affects our search for happiness. And I would say the experienced behavior affects our search for happiness. And so when our perception is oriented towards seeing things as stable, as solid, it tends to want to hold on to them, to create some stability, to hold on to that stability. And another thing I think this points to is that whatever we experience, all that we experience is mediated by this mind and body. And so that is all we can know. The world that we experience is mind made. Now, I don't think that means there's nothing happening out there, but it's very supportive to understand that what's being experienced is a reflection of what's out there, of reality, of what, quote, reality. It's a reflection of that. And that the processes, as we begin to understand the processes of our bodies and minds and how what we experience is not a perfect reflection, but instead a construction that's, you know, affected by our views and our beliefs, we begin to have more of a we take our experience more lightly, perhaps, understanding that we're clinging, actually what we're clinging to, what we are actually clinging to is something that our mind has made up. And so over and over again, the Buddha encouraged us to cultivate, in particular, this perception of impermanence. It's repeated so many different ways and places, including the refrain, which we'll come back to today, the refrain from the Satipatthana Sutta. Again, with every single exercise in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha is encouraging us, notice impermanence, notice experience arising and passing away. And so we can do this in our mindfulness and our experience and noticing, kind of attuned to that quality of experience that things don't last. We can also kind of attune to it in more ordinary ways. You know, just this is something I've done on many retreats where kind of just using reflection to support this cultivation of impermanence, like, you know, while I'm doing my meal preparation, got a zucchini there, and then it becomes a chopped zucchini, and then it becomes a consumed zucchini, a cooked zucchini first, and then a consumed zucchini, and then it's transformed in the body and comes out in a completely different non-zucchini form over the course of 36 hours or so, you know, that transformation. And, you know, just to kind of take that in. You know, take in the way a day changes. Take in the way life changes. We can do that with reflection, and that will support the mind to kind of more attune to this moment-to-moment nature of experience as impermanent. So we'll reflect on this some more this afternoon at the Dhamma offering. So we have groups again. Do check the announcements.